The last time we met together, we were talking about the purpose of life, and we will be for a few times.
那上次我们一直在谈到人生的蓝图，然后就等于说呢，有蓝图就有目标了，那我们会陆续的来讲这些目标，上次讲的第一个。
We've learned that the first purpose is for us to learn to love God.
人生的第一个目标是要让神喜悦，也就是我们需要学习爱神。
Now we're going to learn the second reason why God formed us. He formed us for his family.
第二个，为什么神造人？因为他造人成为一个家人的这样的一个家庭。
The whole reason the universe exists is that God wanted a family.
基本上神要人去生养众多是要形成一个属于神的家庭。
Did you realize that he wanted children?
你有没有意识到神就是喜爱有儿女？
He does not need us.
他不需要我们。
He has a heaven filled with angels and the glory of God, but he wanted a family.
他已经造了千千万万的天使，可是呢，他就是要造家人。
Actually, before he made and created the world, God thought us up before that time.
那基本上在世界还没有被造以前，他就已经有这样的一个蓝图。
If you have your Bibles, go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4.
我有给你们这个以弗所书第一章就是第四节。
So Mrs. Shi will read that for you.
好。以弗所书第一章第四节，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Now, our English version might be a little bit different, but this is what it says. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, to become a child of God, as I add.
在这里呢，跟这个中文跟英文有一点不一样的地方呢，是在它的尾巴多了一个在爱里面。我们是说呢，神在创世以前就在基督里拣选了我们。那他拣选我们呢，一定要塑造我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，然后能够在爱里面。
So you see, before he even said, "Let there be light," and this world and our universe came into being, he was thinking of us.
那对不起，我刚才补充一下我们是报第四节又转了一个说因爱我们。那事实上，这个爱我们这个爱呢，是在第三在第五节第四节第四节之后，英文是这样子编排的那我们知道，神创造天地的时候呢，他首先让世上有光。
It seemed he wanted to show his love to something, so he chose man.
那因为呢，他是爱，所以他要让他的爱呢，能够彰显在他所造的人的当中。
You see, our earth was created exactly to sustain life.
那我们这个世界被造呢，原来就是要去繁衍生命的。
If we were 1 degree closer to the sun, we would burn up.
那要繁衍生命就需要维持生命。比如说我们的太阳照射我们的温度，如果多一度多一些，可能我们就被灼伤了。
If we were 1 degree away from the sun, we would be frozen.
如果我们差太阳的距离又少了一度的话，我们就变成会被冷冻起来。
So he made this world to create the human race.
所以你可以发现神的创造呢，非常精确的是为了人预备的。
So we recognize that this is what he's done, that according that he has chosen from the very foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
所以呢，是在创世以前，神就设计了，就有这样的计划，拣选了我们，然后呢，在爱里面造我们，使我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Maybe you never thought about that before.
或许你没有去想到这一点。
Maybe actually you never even thought much about why the world became and we know that it were here. But little did we realize that before he even created it, He thought about us.
你有想过这些吗？你有意识到吗？我们在生活当中有意识到说，原来这个世界，包括我这个人活在世上，原来都是在他的计划里面，而且有他的整体的计划。
Now we can, he shows us how he begins. He began with a family.
那一开始神就造了家人。
Adam and Eve, he placed them in an ideal place.
亚当夏娃被安置在
was their home.
一个家的环境里面。
He didn't leave anything out. It was a beautiful place.
那个环境是很美的。
It's what we humans call a paradise.
那我们把它称为是乐园。
Everything perfect.
凡所造的都非常的完美。
The animals weren't wild. They were just part of the,of their inhabitants there for the man to enjoy.
那动物呢，不管是多大多小哈，他们都很和谐的在一起，他们不会。像我们现在讲的猛兽没有那么猛。
The beautiful fruit trees were for man to eat.
然后这些果树啊菜蔬啊都非常的美非常的茂盛。
And then we see that he, and we recognize that he did this because he really wanted to be with them. He really loved them because every day he went to communicate with them.
神准备这整个的大环境是为人准备的，不但这样子，而且我们看到天起凉风的时候，神就会在他们当中跟他们啊来交谈。
We see that it tells us in the cool of the evening he came.
呀，圣经说天起凉风的时候他就来了，神就来了。
You see, with this family, children would have been born, and eventually they would have populated the world.
那神也命定说呢？夫妻两个人就要生下很多生养很多儿女，然后呢就会遍满全地。
It would have been all a beautiful place here where no sin.
如果我们按照原来的计划，没有犯罪人，没有堕落的话，那整个的一切的那个展开来就非常的完善。
And so we see it was a world created by God.Because God so loved this world.
因为神太爱这个世界，这个他要设计的这个家庭。
Wouldn't that have been a beautiful world?
那不就是一个很美的一个世界吗？
I can hardly imagine it.
我很难想象。
Only Revelation tells us one day it's going back to that.
那有一天，在启示录里面告诉我们，有一天。我们会回到那个原来神造的这个乐园。
And if you and I are faithful, we're going to be part of that.
那我们好忠诚的跟随，我们会成为里面的一员。
But something happened.
只是说呢，事情有了一些变化。
Satan showed up.
魔鬼撒旦出现了。
He tempted the couple, and they listened to his deception.And they disobeyed God.
亚当夏娃落入了这个魔鬼的试探，所以就堕落了。
We first notice that God did not make man like puppets.
那记得神造人不是造那种好像那种傀儡一样。
God gave man free choice.
神造人是给我们有自由意志的。
But now the earth changed hands from Adam and Eve, who were to be the caretakers over it, to Satan.Who entered in as a god of this world.
当人落入试探之后呢，这整个的主权就落入魔鬼撒旦的手中了，所以这个世界就不一样了。
Did this stop God? No.
那这样的话，神的计划是不是就落空了呢？神有没有停下来呢？没有。
It had just changed things.
只是说呢，没有按照原计划而已。
He's still going to have his children.
神原来的命定还是一样，他要有儿女，他要有家。
But now it must be by the choice.Of man, our desire and our choice.
接下来要成为神的家人，让人自己来做一个决定，我要不要成为神的儿女。
So now those who want to love God have to choose to love God.
所以我们要不要成为神的家人，我们要不要爱神，都经过我们自己的决定。
They have to choose to be a part of God's family.
所以我们要决定说我要不要进入这个家。
So it's by our own desire and choice.
所以是我们自己的意愿跟我们的选择。
But now it has become a fight against Satan and the world and the flesh. But we have to fight that good fight of faith.
问题是当我们要这样选择的时候，我们面对的三方面需要征战的，一个是这个世界上的那个整个的潮流是跟这个不一样的，好像逆着流一样。 一方面呢是魔鬼撒旦的权势，一方面是我们自己里面的这个肉体的血气。
So God's plan never changed.
神的计划并没有改变。
He would have his family.
那他要家人。
And he knew. You see, God in his great love recognized that we were going to have to choose and love him. So now he was going to have a family that did it because they loved him, not just because he loved them.
那本来我们说神因着爱我们造了我们，那接下来呢就要有一个回应了。我们选择是因为我们愿意爱神，所以我们要进入神的家，等于说这个爱是彼此互通的。
Now our earthly family changes.
那地上的家人会有改变。
They may even forsake us.
有时候地上的家人也会
We may be alone. We may be alone from our physical family.
那有时候我们会落单。对我们的世界上的这个家呢，生生的家呢，会落单。
And you know, when we were born, you see, somebody had to take us home from the hospital or from the wherever we were.
当我们从医院里面被生出来之后呢，我们需要被父母亲带回家。
So otherwise, you would have been an orphan.
那如果没有人带你回家的话，那可能就变成一个孤儿。
So we didn't have a choice.In our family, we didn't have a choice who we would be born in.
等于说呢，你的在世界上的这个家的这个你的家呢，你没有选择的余地。
So being in God's family is a choice.
不同的是，要成为神家的家人是你的决定。
And he lets us know that because he comes to invite us. He said, "Whosoever will, by invitation."
那怎么样来做这个决定呢？是按着神对我们的邀请，凡信他的就可以得到永生，就进入他的家。
We see that in one of the greatest verses in the Bible, John 3:16.
这个是我们最熟的一个很重要的一个经节，约翰3:16。神爱世人。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
他赐他的独生爱子到世界来，凡信他的就不会灭亡，反得永生。
And will have everlasting life.
有永生。
This is his beautiful plan of salvation.
这个就是神的这个继续他的计划里面的救恩的计划。
Now, God's plan, earthly plan for a family was, he told us specifically, he chose where that family, what that family would be.
那神他所拣选的意思是说呢，他有他的，就是你要进入这个家庭，这个家人一定要成为怎么样的人，这是神的命定。
If we look in 1 Timothy 3:15,
如果你看到这个提摩太前书第三章十五节
，Could you read that, Darcy?
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行哈，神的家有当行的道。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Now, in my English, it tells me that I have to know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God.
凡是选择要进入神家中的人，他需要知道如何在这个神的家中，这个是一个真理的柱石跟根基所建造成的。我们该怎么行？那我们都应该要知道。
So God's residence for his children is in the church.
所以神的这个所谓我们的天国的国民或他的家人呢，就是这所指的就是这个教会。
You see, God's in his church is grounded in the truth of God. It never collapses. Earthly families and governments collapse, but not God's church.
为什么世上的家人家庭会破碎，而神的家庭不会呢？因为这里说他有真理的柱石和根基，他是不变的，而且是很坚固的。
It's gone through many, many hard places, but it never has collapsed.
即使教会曾经经过很多的这种冲击逼迫，仍然是稳固不变的。
The church is not an organization.
那教会不是一个组织
，It's a family，
是家庭。
You see, God knows that man needs support.
那神知道 人需要彼此有这种扶持。
They need a foundation that will not collapse.
我们需要有一个让我们不会啊崩溃的一个根基。
You know, our dreams collapse.
有时候你的梦想
会
落空。
People fail us.
那别人也会让我们失望。
Jobs collapse.
工作有时候也会啊结束。
Health fails us.
健康也会越来越啊衰残。
But God will never fail us.
但是神绝对不会啊衰弱。
But we must stop here.
我们稍微停下来。
You see, because this is what some people say.
那有人这样说。
And it may be you. It's been me at times in my life.
不晓得你有没有这样想过。
You say, but I prayed and God did not answer.
既然神的家是这么的坚固，这么的让我们有安全感，那为什么我跟神祷告的时候，常常觉得好像没有结果呢？
Sometimes terrible things happen.
为什么神的家也要发生很多很啊，好像很不好的事情呢？
Where was God when I needed him?
那当我需要他的时候，他在哪里呢？
I believe most people have asked this question maybe once, many times in their lives.
在我们的一生当中，当我们进入神的家之后，可能都有问过这些问题。
Because somehow we have got the idea that God is something like a Santa Claus.
因为我们把神的认知，对神的认识呢，好像把它等同于所谓的这个圣诞老公公。
Anything we ask, he should come to do it for us.
然后我要什么，他就要给我。
But remember, he is God.
但是不要忘记，他爱我们这些家人，可是呢，他是神。
Now, I want to talk about three things that keeps us.Why maybe reasons why God does not come?
那我要啊稍微谈一下三个点，就是说呢，为什么我们在这个家里面会感觉好像神离我们很远呢？
The first thing is if there's sin in our life.
首先，我们仍在罪中。
Sometimes people feel like they can live the way they want, and then expect God to hear them.
有的人呢，他呢照以前的模式，或者是照他心里面那个罪的模式啊，想要进入这个家，活在这个家里面。所以呢，这样的话，罪跟神是会有啊这个是有隔阂的，他是不通的。
He will not answer.Because of sin many times.
人带着罪，神怎么会啊能够啊来回答回应我们呢？是不会的。
And the next one, which is very big in our life, is found in Hebrews 11:6.
那在希伯来书的第十一章第六节。
Could you read that, Mrs. Chu?
好，希伯来书第十一章第六节啊。
Did you read?
Okay, just wait. 好。
I'm sorry. I'll read it.
Yeah. You read first. Yeah.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
人非有信不能讨神的喜悦。
There's a word that says impossible.
是不可能讨神的喜悦。
It says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
You know, many times we'll go and we'll pray and we'll ask God for something that doesn't come and you say, well, I didn't think he would.
那我们这一边会想说，哎呀，我想我祷告也没用了，他也不会回应的。
But you see, unless we have faith to believe that he is.
但是跟神的这个啊这个对话呢是要彼此的，你这边的话先要有信。
And that he will reward those that diligently seek him.
那当说我们说我们要神回应我们祷告的时候，实际上是一种赏赐，是他来啊来报来好像来赏赐给我们。那我们要成为那个很忠诚的寻求的人。
So you see in Romans 8 in the 37th and 39th verses it says.
那罗马书的第八章。
Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us.
罗马书的第八章38节啊。如果有人先翻到就念一下，不然的话我来念哈。 第八章 ，OK， I'm sorry，
that's all right，
我要翻一下哈。
You see, there has to be a persuasion in our life.
我来念吧，师母。
好的，请你。
如经上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
好，先念这一节，谢谢。
The 39th verse.
Okay, 好，39也念好吗？
好的。是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
好的，好，谢谢。
So you see that we have to be persuaded. We have to be persuaded that no matter what, whether it's no death, life, angels, anything at all, God will come through to our lives.
他刚才哈，在他说38、39，他刚才也念了他自己念37节，也提到说呢，靠着爱我们的主，在这就是要得胜有余哈。他说现在接下来呢，我们要深信，我们祷告说我们要深信。不管我现在处于什么样的一个状况，生死或什么样的一个状况，我跟神之间的爱呢是不会被隔绝的。
So we see sometimes it's sin that keeps God from coming. Sometimes it's our faith that cannot really reach out to believe and get hold of Him and trust Him with that thing that just is fully persuaded in our lives.
这个深信哈，在英文里面告诉我们说，我要好像去有一个信念，很深的信念哈。所以啊，我们刚才提到罪会让我们不蒙垂听，然后我们的信心有没有产生一个坚固的信念，也是会关系到我们跟神之间的这样的一个祷告的关系。
And the third reason is, and this is a very important reason.
那第三个
，This is those who believe him, who really are praying in faith, and they really have, they're strong in their faith, and yet it doesn't seem to come.
那有时候我们有这种情况哈，这个人呢，他是真的是很有信心的，可是呢，怎么会祷告好久了，还是没有结果呢？
We have to understand this, that no matter what it is,But we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
那在同样这一章里面的28节我们都很熟的哈，凡事要互相效力，意思是说不是只有我，还有各种事情，各种别的人都要互相效力，按着他的心意来成就益处。
You know, Paul,He prayed 3 times that God would take some, I believe it was a type of sickness from him, but God never took it.
那保罗有这样的例子，就是呢，他几次的祷告，然后神并没有按照他的祷告把他的刺拔掉。
But Paul recognized it was for a purpose, no doubt to keep him humble.
但是呢，这个时候的保罗，他并没有去怀疑神，他很清楚神的心意是要让他不要骄傲。
So what happens in our life, God has a purpose. He will bring it about to his purpose.
所以不管神的回应是如何、啊、如果我们有这个障碍需要除掉，如果不是这些障碍的话，那神一定有他的目的，为什么他这样来回应或不回应，或者、啊、怎么样，都是有他自己对你的很好的目的。
You see, if his answer isn't yes, he has a reason for a no answer.
那如果神没有说好，那么或许他有他的不要给的或者不好的原因。
Or for a wait a while.
或者说呢，需要有时日啊的啊才会等到答案。
And these answers sometimes is he has to prove our faith.
那这个当中还有一个神的目的是他要去验证，或者是呢啊要来考试，要来考验我们的信心。
You see, sometimes.He has to grow us. He wants us to grow in grace.
那神的儿女在这个恩典里面信心的成长是很必要的，所以神需要去建造我们的这个信心。
Sometimes it takes time to work out our situation.
那这个呢，会在一个境况里面要花一些时间来被建造。
And it just might not be the time then.
那 或许当时候你在要的时候，你跟神求的时候呢，时间不到。
And some things are just not good for us.
那那个时候可能对我们，你认为好的，可能对你可能不好。
We may want it, but God knows it's not good for us.
因为神知道那个时候对你不好。
So we have to recognize that whatever God is going to answer somehow in our life.
不管他的答案怎么样，神都是一个你寻求他就会回应的神，这是我们深信的哈，所以他一定会回应的。
And out of it, he's going to bring his glory, and he's going to bring our faith.
那这个到最后呢，一定有个结果，就是我们的信心更刚强，更成长，而他的名更被荣耀。
We must just learn that our Father knows best.
那我们要确定说，我们天上的父亲比我们都知道什么最好。
He sees beyond tomorrow.
他，我们看到今天，看到明天，他看穿过明天来看我们的以后。
He recognizes the results in our life.
他知道我们人生的最后的结果会怎么样。
And then remember, Jesus said we're servants.
那记得耶稣也提醒我们，我们有一个仆人的心。
And servants has no will of their own, only what their masters want.
一方面是儿女的信任，一方面是仆人的这种顺服的心。
So we have to understand that God is always there.
我们要顺命啊，顺于主人的意思。那不管怎
么样，we may not understand.
神就在这里，他没有离开我们。
But we hold on to that faith.
即使你不理解，但是那个信心是不能摇动的。
Well, let's get back to the family now.
那我们回到我们是家人。
God makes us, made us, and knows us, and what and how we could face life.
那神既然造了我们，然后呢，他也让我们有能力来面对我们的
人生。And He recognizes that we cannot face life alone.
那神很知道，我们每一个人是没有办法。单独的来面对自己的生命的。
We need love.
我们需要爱。
We need to belong.
我们需要归属。
We need support.
我们需要被扶持。
And we need to be needed.
我们需要被需要，就是我们要有一个意义跟价值在那里。
And we need our spiritual life so that we need God's church and we need His people.
那最重要的，我们的这个属灵的生命要成长啊，所以我们。非要有神不行，然后我们也需要有神家里面的人在一起。
Peter tells us to love all the brotherhood.
那彼得告诉我们说，啊，务要尊敬众人，敬爱教中的弟兄。
Now we realize that the family, our human family, dies at the grave.
我们不要忘记，我们世上的家人会在坟墓的地方。就告别了。
But our heavenly family goes on forever.
天上的家人，主内的家人，我们是到永远的。
Look around at your church people.
我们好好看一看我们四周围教会的弟兄姐妹。
We're all going to live together forever.
记得哈，当你看到某一个弟兄姐妹，你就记得说我要跟你住到在永恒里面到永远的哈。
So what he's doing here is trying to teach us how to love each other here.
所以现在呢，是我们的教室，我们的上课的教室，学习的教室，学习如何彼此相爱。
You know, you learn to love.By loving unlovely people.
那什么叫做学习呢？就是爱那你认为不可爱的人。
You have no problem loving those that are nice and loving and kind.
你要爱那个可爱的，你欣赏的，一点都不用学，你没有问题的。
But God brings us together, and some of us are not so loving. You know, we're not that lovable.
那有很多人呢，在我们的眼中是不可爱的，但是神说我们要学习去爱他。
So through our Christian life, we are facing all kinds of different personalities.
所以等于说呢，你在这个神的家中，你会面对各种不一样的这种个性
and carnal natures.
而且还包括我们每一个人都有我们自己的里面
的血气。But God puts us together, and then we must face out of our prejudice toward others.Our funny ways, our strong opinions, our dislikes, and we have to learn how to forgive.
不管怎么样，家人就是家人。不管有没有什么成见，有没有什么看法，不管有没有怎么样的啊一个自己的特性啊，我们都需要用彼此相爱、切实的相爱来落实成为一家的人。
Be truthful. We meet all kinds in the church world.
都一样，我们都会面对各种不同的啊人性。
But it's here on earth that we have to learn to love.
但是呢，你如果要学的话，趁现在在世上你还有时的时候，这个时候学。
Through my many years in the church, I've had to learn to love many different kinds of people.
我身为一个牧者啊，牧会那么多年，一样的，我也要学习爱那些我不容易去爱的人。
And it was with much prayer at times.
那当然要靠着很多的对神的依靠跟祷告。
You see, our love is not an emotional love to each other.
我们讲到彼此相爱的爱，可不是
这种
情绪里面的喜不喜欢。
It's not like a love for the woman for her husband or the mother for a child.
那当然更不是那种夫妻的那种啊感情的爱，也不是亲情那种父母亲。爱儿女的爱也不是这个
But it's God's love
是神的爱是从神来的爱
And he can give us victory over any kind of people we meet
或许我们称神圣的爱好那这个神圣的爱呢会让我们越过或胜过所有我们的这个、啊、爱别人的难处
So what we're doing right now
现在
Is learning how to love one another.
记得我们正是要学习怎么爱别人的时候。
I've learned how God can help us to put, as we deal with some people, putting ourselves in their places, and then our hearts recognize that they need love.
那么在爱对方之前，或许我们可以先有一种同理，把他的处境放在自己的。啊，这个处境里面，那你就会有多一点的包容跟理解，你就可以多一点的爱。
And God can give us love for one another.
另一方面呢，神可以给我们我们没有的爱，就说我们跟他求，我们跟他要，他会给我们这种爱。
It's not easy.
不容易。
But in Romans 12th chapter, the 9th verse.
这个罗马书第十二章九跟十节。
He says, "Let love be without pretense."
爱人不可虚假
We don't put it on.
不要用外表的一个 很肤浅的爱来彼此相爱
We abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good.
那恶要厌恶
So be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love.
善要亲近而且他提到爱弟兄就是我们就是弟兄姐妹的爱
And you know what he said at the end of that?
那最后呢
In honorPreferring one another.
要恭敬人，而且彼此推让。
In other words, I take second place.
那意思是说呢，你所谓的推让、谦让，意思是说呢，让你先。
It's not what I want or how I like or how I feel. No, it's how God can help me to love those.That at times seem unlovable.
等于说，我的喜恶，我自己的想法摆在其次，而是把神的诫命放在前面，然后去爱那些我不容易爱的人。
So I challenge you.
今天我要跟你做一个挑战。
As God challenge you,
就像这句话，神也对我们挑战。
Learn to love one another.
学习彼此相爱。
Thank you for listening. Let us pray.
我们先祷告，然后再有问题再问他。
Father, we're so glad that you loved us.
天父，我们谢谢你那么爱我们。
We weren't very beautiful at times.
在我们还不可爱的时候，你就已经爱我们。
We weren't very lovely.
我们真的是不可爱的。
We wanted our own way.
我们常常会就是独立独行，就好像我们自己要做什么就做什么。
We could be very hateful.
我们有时候会里面心怀怨恨。
We were very proud at times.
我们甚至有时候很骄傲。
But you loved us.
但是你却那么爱我们。
And you allowed us until you could change us into the likeness of your son.
因着你对我们这种爱，以至于就可以来改变我们，然后塑造我们成为你儿女，你的儿子的形象。
Help us as a people to love one another.
求你帮助我们这些弟兄姐妹，我们同工们可以彼此相爱。
To bear one another's burdens.
而且呢，我们也可以互相担待彼此的重担。
To help to carry each other.
我们也可以彼此来扶持。
For we are the family of God.
因为我们认定我们是神家里面的人。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you have questions here?
Yeah, I told them. 好，那我们现在就问问题，好吗？
师母，
是，
我有个问题。
好的，请讲。
我的问题也是今天的课说的是 是说要爱那些不可爱的人啊。我觉得就是我自己都是遇到我丈夫的这种，我很想去爱他，但是呢，我在公司干了这么多年，我退下来这一年，我丈夫对我的态度哈特别不好，哎呀，让我心里很受伤。我觉得我很难做到去爱他，我就是在忍受。我就想请教
，OK，
妈咪，
好啊，你这里有一个问题哈，因为我们在谈的是神家里面的人哈，那等于说你的丈夫还没有信主哈，那我就把这个问题稍微让妈咪了解一下。
You know, I had a woman in my church. I was a young pastor. Had a woman in my church whose husband was a town drunk.
那我在我的教会呢，有一个姊妹，她的先生呢，丈夫呢是一个酗酒的人。
He abused her.
而且呢，他会虐待他的妻子。
She said sometimes she would come down and tear everything in the house up and move her off to someplace else.
他有那种暴力性的行为呢，动不动就把家里弄得一团糟，然后就搬走了，就离家。
He would come to the church outside and abuse her.
然后他会到教会的门口等着他，然后来骂他。
But when he was dying,
但是当他快要离世的时候，
one of the pastors came to pray with him, and he found Jesus.
有一个牧师呢去看他，然后呢，他愿意跟牧师做决志祷告。
And he looked at that pastor and he said, "Pastor, it's nothing you said."
那这个要快要死的这个丈夫呢，他就跟牧师说，不是你说服我当基督徒。
It's that little lady over there.
是我的旁边这个，就是他家的这个妻子呢。
Who showed me the love of God?
是他让我看到什么叫做神是爱。
You know, we can do it.
那这个的话是我们可以做的。
We have to understand that if we're going to win our husbands, it's not going to be by fighting, arguing, and all the strife that we go through.
刚才我们提到这个家里那个神家中的这个弟兄姐妹的那种爱，跟这个还没有信主的人对他的爱呢？是有不一样的哈。那他提到说这个爱呢，就是你要赢得他的灵魂。
You're right. Sometimes they're not nice.
当然对方有时候
They're not lovable.
对啊，一方面不可爱。
They abuse you.
一方面呢对我们是很冒犯的。
But as a child of God.
但是我们是神的儿女。
Our refuge is Him, Jesus.
我们的这个避难所是在耶稣基督里面。
And we need to in praying and trusting God.
那我们要继续的为他祷告，而且呢，我们自己也要信靠神。
Asking Him to help us.
求神来帮助你。
Helping, asking Him to give us extra love.
求神给我们有更多的这种恩慈。
Give the ability to be able to stand against this.
让我们有一个能力。有一种从心里面的一个刚强的能力，就有根有基的这个爱哈，来跨越你的难处。
The grace of God works.
神的恩典绝对是有能力的。
But we have to allow it to work in.
但是问题，我们愿不愿意领受神的恩典使这件任务呢可以完成？好，那我也做一点回应哈。上次我们的课提到，我们要信他。然后我们要听他，然后我们要学他。那耶稣有没有这样的情况呢？有，耶稣有没有碰到跟你同样的情况呢？有没有？
有，就是他们用吐沫吐他。
是的，是的，是的，不是只有这样而已哈。如果委屈或者是痛苦，我想耶稣会比我们加倍，因为他是一个完全的人啊，他是神的儿子。那他怎么样走过，上次我们提到我们就要背起我们的十字架，这是我的一个就是按着我们的课程做一个回答哈。好，那刚才妈咪讲你有没有回应呢？
我觉得就是要学，因为我现在所经历的在经文里边都能够找到，神也经历过。
You know, I'm not trying to hurt anyoneBut I recognize I didn't have to go through that.
No.
I'm never married. So I cannot say, sister, I went through this and I, that, no, but I have seen others because you have to purpose in your heart somehow to get to the place where God gives you that inner strength.
我自己本身没有婚姻，所以我不能跟你说我经历过，我可以，你也可以，我没有办法这样跟你讲哈。但是我看过别人经历过，所以呢，我知道说靠着神一定可以。哈，
阿门，
阿门，阿门。把我们的那个目标搞清楚，就会我认定我们的目的，我们的目的就是要赢得他的灵魂，而且我们的目的是要在这个爱的功课上面得到成长，等于说你要彰显出神家的人的那种香气跟榜样。我记得你说过你的丈夫也夸了你说，哎，你改变很多，是不是？
嗯，
对呀。那能不能让这个改变继续的啊，不要功亏好像这个一篑哈，就好像就现在说不要灰心，不要灰心，继续的。那个彼得也提到我们会继续的啊，这个信心德性继续的。后来他讲了两种爱，爱弟兄的爱跟爱众人的爱。
I know it's not easy. Sometimes we try, we fail, but we keep trying.
或许有时候我们也会有失败的时候，但是就继续的，继续的，不要放弃的事啊。
好的，
还有没有其他的弟兄姐妹啊？哈，还有哪一位吗？还是要回应妈咪所讲的，你有没有过去这样的见证可以分享给我们，给我们一个激励。我常常问一个问题，说我们有没有突破呢？有没有障碍呢？这个就是因为我们都需要彼此学习，就是好像别人的经验就给我们一个鼓励，说哎，他可以，那我也可以。
就是我刚才听完之后，是对我的生命也是一个挑战，就是我要靠着主再往前走一步。
是的。
You can't do it in yourself, sweetie.
我们自己没办法了。不要说你，我们都没办法。
I've learned that as I've pastored. There have been many people I've had to face and deal with. I couldn't do it in myself, but I found in God as I prayed and as God helped me to see things, He has helped me to.Be able to overcome.
他说呢，我牧会里面啊，神的家中有那么多的不同的弟兄姐妹的个性，我也一样要跟你一样这样学习，一定可以胜过。
I pastored one place where the old pastor was still there.
那有一次呢，我在一个教会牧会的时候呢，那个原来那个就是那个前任的牧师还留在那里。
And whatever the old pastor said, it went.You know, I was just, you know.
那我虽然是新来的现任牧师，可是他们就听那个老牧师的话。
And she sometimes didn't like me.
所以我不管我说什么，他们总是回去听那个前任牧师的话。
At least didn't like what I was doing, maybe.
那或许他们也不太认同我那个时候的一些新的就是因为我是新的嘛，不一样的，所以他们不太认同我那个不一样的牧会方式。
But God gave me the grace, and eventually it all worked out.
但是呢，因为神的恩典呢，就使我走过啊，我也成长，然后也就这样过了。你的跟你丈夫的关系是从同事到丈夫是头了，你知道吗？
是的。然后这个头就很厉害，就很厉害。
Oh, is that you, boss? I didn't even recognize. Oh, boss, God's going to help you. You keep at it.
神一定会帮助你吗？我说神一定
帮。他好像终于当了头了，就肆无忌惮的报复一下。
或许。有时候哈，我们可以，我这样是一个建议了哈，不，这个不是什么一定要这样做。但是有时候哈，你说他是一个报复哈，为什么他要报复呢？意思是说，以前也有我欺负他的时候，是这个意思吗？
是的。
好，那如果你认为有的话，我们就在神面前悔改，然后呢，我们就想说，哎呀，我欠他的，像撒该一样嘛，我欠谁？然后就还他四倍嘛，对不对？好，那有一个机会让我们把我们的良心呢，把它还清楚也很好啊。He talking about he give me back. I said that means you treat him, back before he say yes. 好，我们请再有一个发言好吗？因为我们还有下面的课要上。好，再有一位好吗？分享或者是有什么问题？
Yes, we have to understand that we're dealing with those that doesn't love the Lord. No. Those who doesn't have true love in their heart for others many times. So it has to be from God.
特别是他还不认识神、啊、跟我们也不通、啊、连主内的弟兄姐妹都很难爱的，何况是爱那个不认识神的人，你想一想，那当然是不容易的。
那个时候我自己就是因为我是一个比较就我自己的本来的个性是一个比较悲观的，然后是比较偏悲观，然后呢又会有自怜、
uh-huh.
所以就但我自己在跟神祷告，在学习在跟人相处，体会要体会神的爱，然后要彼此跟身边的人啊或者肢体要彼此相爱的过程当中，那我自己有一个小小的体会，就是说有一个东西要被我自己神有帮助我得到的地方，就是要正面去解答对方的意思，我觉得这个对我有很大的帮助。
嗯哼，
就不能用我
喜欢听清楚正面怎么样，
正面去解答对方的意思，而不是用我本来那个比较消极悲观或者是比较自怜的那种心态去解答对方的表达的意思。
你说的解答是解释吗？还是解答？你要回复他的问题吗？
哦，应该是解读啦，应该是叫解读啦，就是解读对方的意思。
Okay, okay,
uh-huh,
okay,
对，
嗯，好。
所以我觉得这个对我是有帮助的。那包括跟我和我妈、我父母的关系，因为我没有婚姻嘛，那我们亲密关系当中， uh-huh. 这个正面解读对方的意思，对我和我那和我。跟父母的那个亲密关系的那个进程有很大的帮助。
是的，是的，所以感谢主哈。您记得哈，在教会里面也会出现一种嫉妒。
Sometimes we have to misunderstandings.
有时候呢会有彼此的误解，就是不了解对方。
And you know there's just some personalities that don't mix together too well.
那你要知道有一些个性啊，生来的一些特性呢是很难去彼此就很协和的在一起的。
So we have to confess these to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. Help me to be able to show love over these things.
我们就指一个，比如说像一个很外向，一个很内向。那这两个呢，这个外向的呢，就要把这个内向的呢，就觉得好像很被干扰哈。然后这个内向的呢，就会给那个外向觉得好像很冷门，类似这样的哈。我举个例子哈。那他说呢，像这些的话我们都要理解到这个特点，然后呢我们就要去克服。
And you know the word of God tells us that every once in a while God speaks to our heart and says you need to go to that brother and sister, you need to talk this over, you may even need to ask forgiveness one for another.
那在彼此的这个神的家中的亲人相处的当中呢，有时候我们需要去跟对方去面对他，把他谈开，然后或许有时候呢我们需要去求原谅。